Yo, good morning. What's up? It's Jack. This is the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I got the show started just a little early today because the studio was vacant when I entered. And this song has been A&E by Inga Copeland. I didn't initially plan to play it today, but I was listening to it this morning, so I'm glad I could incorporate it into the set, given the time constraint and all that. And I have a really fun show of electronic music, as usual, prepared for you guys. It's going to be good stuff. I've got some house, some Detroit techno, some even a little R&B, not very much, but a little, some ambient dub, all kinds of really beautiful stuff. If you're rocking with that, keep it locked for an hour, because I will have the tunes, and if you have the ears to listen, that's all I need. That was kind of dumb, whatever. Anyways, yeah, so once again, this is A&E by Inga Copeland, wrapping up right now, and next up, I have Turn the Page from the Streets off of the incredible album Original Pirate Material, which I was listening to just this morning before coming here. So yeah, enjoy that.
Turn the page on the day, walk away. Cause there's sense in what I say. I'm 45th generation Roman, but I don't know them or care when I'm spitting. So return to your sitting position and listen, it's fitting. And I'm miles ahead and they chase me. Show your face on TV, then we'll see. You can't do half, my crew laughs at your rhubarb and custard verses. You rain down curses, but I'm waving your hearses driving by. Streets riding high with the beats in the sky. All stare, eyes glazed, garage burned down, the fire raged. For 40 days and in 40 ways. But through the blaze they see it fade. The sea of black, the beaming heat on their faces. Then a figure emerges from the wastage. Eyes transfixed with a piercing gaze. One hand clutching his sword, raised to the sky. They wonder how, they wonder why. The sky turns white, it all becomes clear. They felt lifted from their fears. They shed tears in the light after six dark years. Young bold soldiers. The fire burns, cracks and smoulders. 5 years older and wiser. The fires are burning on fire. Never tire. Slay warriors in the forest and on higher. We sing. Hear the strings rising. The war's over, the bells ring. Memories fading, soldiers slaying. Looks like geezers raving. The hazy fog over the ball ring. The lazy ways the birds sing. A new baby's born every day. Few men may be scorned today, but look at things the other way, cause it may well be your final day. And then the crowds roar, they slay, they all say. I produce this using only my bare wit. Give me a jungle, a garage beat, and admit defeat. Use war and past injury as my metaphor and simile. Get all applications into me before the deadline. Cause it's a fine line between strife for crimes and a life for crime. But you will reach the day, and it's all mine. You can take it or leave it. I shake and reveal stage tricks like Jimi Hendrix. In the afterlife, gladiators meet their maker. Float through the wheat fields and lakes of blue water. To the next life from the fortress. Away from the knives and slaughter. To their wives and daughters. Once more, before the Lord judges over all of us. It's in this place you'll see me. Brace yourself, cause this goes deep. I'll show you the secrets, the sky and the birds. Actions speak louder than words. Stand by me, my apprentice. Be brave. Clench fists.
Push power.
right, I hope you guys have been enjoying this one. This is Push Power from the new Actress record. I think 88 is the number that it spells out in Roman numerals. And this is the first track on it, and it is one of my favorite songs of this year already. It's just so infectious and incredible. And Actress is a genius at what he does, and he's just really, really good at making strange, like, minimal, freaky house music, and I love that. And right now I have LFO by LFO, a classic, because I want to play some classics this morning. Not really, just this one. But once again, this is LFO by LFO, a bleep techno classic, and this is the Leeds Warehouse mix, but I've never been able to really discern the difference between the Leeds Warehouse mix and the, like, regular version, but I've got the Leeds Warehouse mix in today. Enjoy it, because it's a fun song. Got a little bit of that 90s techno cheese to it. Just excellent stuff in general.
Thank you.
All right. Hope you've been enjoying and all that. That last song, once again, was LFO by LFO, the Leeds Warehouse mix. And this song that is playing right now is Q by Kenny Larkin, which came out in 1994. And that is so crazy to me because there are people today who are trying to make music that sounds quite like that. And they're not able to because they don't have it. I don't know. Anyways, there does come a time in every show where we must do a little PSA. And thankfully, I'm joined by my friend Lily today. And this PSA will be soundtracked by It's Your Love by the Other People Place from the incredible, incredible, incredible album Lifestyles of the Laptop Cafe. And here you go, Lily. Take it away.
There's some numbers to think about for world wealth distribution. Did you know that the world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined? According to Oxfam International Report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. There might be a woman in there by now. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. That was some numbers to think about from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Lily. Yeah, good stuff. Now we know. Now we have some numbers to think about. So think about those for the next, 38 minutes or so. I don't know, however long you'd like to keep listening. Once again, this is It's Your Love by The Other People Place, also known as one half of Drexia, also known as James Stinson. Rest in peace. He died in the early 2000s, not long after this album was released, I believe. But it's one of my favorite electronic albums of all time, and some of the best Detroit techno, and some of the most special electronic music in the entire big, whole wide world. So I'm going to let you guys enjoy the last couple minutes of it. And I'm realizing now that I may very well have played this on my show last year. So for those of you huge, huge fans who've been keeping up with every single show, all of you guys, I know since there are a lot of you, you may recognize this one, or you may not, because I don't remember if I played this or a different song from this record. But yeah, anyways, I'll stop waffling, because I want you guys to hear this one.
just as an aeroplane. So it actually takes a few days for your soul to catch up, and it's like connected to you by a cord, and then it's like a spring, and then when you land, your soul springs towards wherever you are.
Hope you're enjoying this new Jay Caesar. This is another world from his new EP titled Another Day, Another World, which just came out a couple weeks ago. But Jay Caesar has like very little press around him and very little coverage, it seems like. But I think that if he did, he could really find like an audience and people would really be into it. But such is life. And that's my normal song of the day. It goes back to sort of long-winded electronic music after this, so hopefully you've enjoyed that brief respite from the 7-minute electronic songs. And now I have from Code 9 and the Space Ape, two legendary electronic artists. Code 9, who founded Hyperdub, and the Space Ape, who did an album with Code 9 and has a lot of great work to himself. This is Love is the Drug from Code 9 and the Space Ape, and keep it locked for another half an hour. I got more tunes. If you've been enjoying the long-winded electronic stuff, I got more of that for you. So yeah, once again, keep it locked. This is Love is the Drug by Code 9 and the Space Ape. I just said nothing in those like couple minutes, but this is my radio show, so I can say as little as I want.
Thank you.
What's up, guys? I'm back. That last song was one of my favorite songs, As Long As There's Love Around by Farben, also known as Jan Jelinek, a micro house legend, if that means much to you. And if it doesn't, that's also okay. I love you just the same. And this is behind me right now, playing in the background, is Found a Way by Round 4, also known as Basic Channel, ambient dub legends. If that means nothing to you, that's also okay. But I figure now's a good time for me to get on air, talk about basketball, because that's something that I love to do. Currently, things are looking good around the league for me. My Orlando Magic, my favorite team, they're doing pretty well. And it's looking good. Hopes have not been this high for this franchise in a very long time. So that's quite refreshing. We're seeing some more rookie play with Anthony Black, our number 6 overall pick in the draft, starting a few games for us, and I think he plays quite well. I like his game quite a bit. I've also been watching quite a bit of Utah Jazz basketball, which is like the first time anyone's ever said that. But I think that they're a fun team right now, I don't know what word I was going to use, but kind of surprisingly fun. Like they're the best kept secret. Not really. But I think that Lauri Markkanen, their star player, so to speak, has a really, really fun game to watch. Like he's smooth with it, and you wouldn't really expect it from the Utah Jazz, but I like what they got going on. And yeah, I mean, I've also been watching, of course, like the San Antonio Spurs. Victor Wembanyama is really, really fun to watch. Even when he like bricks like 10 three-pointers in a row, he just looks pretty crazy while doing it, because he's like a 7'4" lanky Frenchman. And you don't really get to see that every day. But yeah, not too much of a league update. The Magic haven't been playing for the past couple nights, but we just blew out the Pacers the other day. And I believe we had 2 wins against the Chicago Bulls last week, which is awesome, because I'm a little bit of a Bulls hater as it stands right now, because I think that they're a very sad, aimless team. I don't feel bad for them, though, because they have a history of winning championships and being like the most iconic basketball team. So it's like, you know, I feel like if you're a Bulls fan, you can't complain, even though you have a very sad, aimless team. But anyways, I think that's about all I have to say. I'm going to let the rest of this track play out, because Basic Channel rocks. Ambient dub forever. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, this show is soon to be over, unfortunately, and I will have to bide my time for another week until I grace the airwaves once again with my music choices. This has been Fozy Con by Overmono, and yeah, I don't really have too much to say about it, but it's my second to last song, and my last song is about to begin any second now. Sorrow and a Cup of Joe by The Other People Place. Once again, another song from James Stinson, aka The Other People Place, legendary Detroit techno guy. And this is my last song today, once again, and I'll cut my closing remarks a little short because I want to listen to this and have fun. But to everyone who's listening, I hope you have an amazing day. And if you're not listening, I hope so as well. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. I'm personally thankful for music and thankful for my friends. And I hope you're also thankful for music and your friends, because those are good things to be thankful for. And family too. They're cool. Yeah. Love to everyone. Thankfulness to everyone. But most of all, I'm thankful for Detroit techno. Once again, this is Sorrow and a Cup of Joe by The Other People Place. And this is Jack from the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for keeping it locked, and go Magic!